welcome After Buzzers. New show. We are going to be covering HBO's Camping, starring Jennifer Garner. We're covering the pilot tonight. We're going to break down the episode, talk about what a killer cast it is, and talk about what we're thinking is coming for the future. So stick around.
You're tuned in to AfterBuzz TV, the ESPN of TV talk. Now, let the buzz begin.
Get it?
Let's start on a positive note, you know, burning,
fire,
camping, it makes sense.
Burns. Get it? Also, what's a good excuse to just listen to Ellie Goulding?
Good point, good point. I'll listen to Ellie Goulding any day.
Well, welcome, After Buzzers. I'm very excited to be kicking off this panel for HBO's Camping. I've been excited about this show for a little while, so pretty stoked to get to talk about it with the lovely lady sitting next to me. Go ahead and introduce yourself.
Hello, I'm Megan Tate. Excited to be here. Interesting show.
Yeah.
Excited to talk about it.
Sweet. And I'm Amy Maestri. I'm going to be hosting with Megan tonight. So, again, very exciting. Got a new show. I know I had heard about this a while ago just because I was a bit very big fan of Girls. Did you watch Girls?
I did not watch Girls, but I heard good things about it, so it's on my shows to watch list.
Yeah. So, yeah, with Lena Dunham and Johnny Connor, you know, being involved in this, was really excited to get to check it out. I know Jenny directed the first few episodes, too. So very cool. So, yeah, we're going to kind of break down a little bit about the episode itself. With it being the first episode of the pilot and it just being such a killer cast,
yeah.
I really just want to start with that. Jennifer Garner.
This is so weird to see her. I know her from 13 going on 30. Like, that's the iconic Jennifer Garner, like, role.
Yeah.
So it was very, very interesting seeing her play Catherine because you want to like her, but you're not supposed to like Catherine. So
I know. I was just waiting for her to, like, break down into, like, the Thriller dance.
Yes.
All of a sudden, like, Mark Ruffalo would appear.
Being everyone's best friend.
And I know that was kind of, like, part of why I think they chose her for this. Because they wanted to see her in a role that was just so incredibly unlikable.
I think it goes with, from what I've taken out of the show, that everything is just so weird, like, different. Like, it's a really interesting show so far from what we can tell from the pilot. But I think the whole point is characters that are kind of extremes. And so I think having someone who's not used to playing a role that's kind of controlling and, you know, Jennifer Garner is like this happy-go-lucky character always. Yeah. So it's very interesting, and I think that's going to be really crucial to the whole season and seeing her character develop.
Yeah, for sure. And I mean, it's just insane too, like, how many typical movie stars are now coming to TV. I mean, I think the one that broke the mold when I found out that Meryl Streep was going to be doing Big Little Lies.
Yes.
I was like, oh my, do movies exist
yes.
anymore? Meryl's coming to TV. And now, yeah, Jennifer Garner taking on this project. And, I mean, just speaking of her and the cast, this whole cast is insane. It's one of those casts, too, that, like, she's obviously kind of the headliner of it. But I feel like as I went through the episode, I was like, oh, my God, I know. And that person. And that person. And that person.
And they all complement each other really well because they're all such extremes.
Agreed. Yeah, you have Juliette Lewis, who I – and then from Broadchurch, her husband who plays Walt – I'm looking for his name because I always blank on it. David Tennant, who I was a huge Broadchurch fan, and he is just so adorable and lovable in this. It's so weird hearing him with an American accent, though, and not this huge, thick Scottish accent. I'll forgive him for it. But, yeah, like you said, I think the cast so far, like, for a pilot episode, I think it's tough sometimes with a cast this big for everyone to kind of mold into their, you know, into their spouts in the cast, but they all really seem to be working with each other really well so far. So I like that.
They're incredibly different. And I think that's what's working for it, is because they're all so different. They each have their own little role, and it's just kind of molding together in the camping scene.
So, yeah, I mean, and the whole premise of the show, you know, like we were talking about this earlier, it is actually based on a British show called Camping as well. Similar, it's, I feel like shows like this, you need such a strong cast because they're just, it's hijinks.
Yeah.
There's going to be shenanigans. Everything that goes is planned is going to go wrong, which, I mean, right from the jump.
And it's in one setting. So you need those characters to really shine because you're stuck in one setting. They can't just leave. They're on a camping trip. So
exactly.
It'll be really interesting to see what they do with it the next few episodes.
Yeah. And I'm hoping, too, Bridget Everett, who played one of the camp owners, I guess, the, mm-hmm. the blonde one.
Yes.
I absolutely love her. I was introduced to her through, like, Amy Schumer's comedy and stuff. I hope she's going to be coming back.
Yeah, I hope
too.
We see more of her.
Speaking of
she's a good
cast.
Not necessarily comedic relief, because they all are, but she's a very different character from all of the other ones, so I really hope we get to see more of her.
Yeah, exactly. She provides a really good juxtaposition yes. from the rest of the cast, especially just that first interaction of just seeing someone like Jennifer Garner's, like, type A.
Yes.
To her, like, we got a pellet gun for bears was
Watch.
Just...
shoot me with it.
And actually, before we get into a little bit more on the episode, we do have some cool stuff going on at AfterBuzz right now that Megan, I think, is going to tell us about.
Hey, AfterBuzzers. Our network produces after shows for nearly all of your favorite TV shows. From dramas, reality TV, sci-fi, and more, there's no network that works harder to serve television fans. But we need your help. We're asking that you please subscribe to one or more of our YouTube channels. By subscribing to our channel, YouTube will suggest content that's tailor-made for you, and you'll help AfterBuzz continue to grow. And if you're worried about those pesky notifications, don't, because they're optional. So hit that subscribe button now for this channel and check out our other AfterBuzz YouTube channels as well. Let us know you did in the comments, and we'll thank you on air. For now, thanks for being the best fans and for helping us be the ESPN of talk TV.
Nice. ESPN. Sports.
Woo.
But not sports.
Not sports.
Here.
It's camping here.
Is that considered camping? Do they consider that a sport sometimes?
I don't think what they're doing is considered
Fishing?
A sport. No.
Fishing sport?
Sure, they swam at the end. That it's a sport.
It looked really strenuous.
It's now a sport.
They were in like a solid foot of water. It seemed pretty tough. I think next Michael Phelps is it. That's his name, right?
Yes. That
ESPN.
Is his name.
So, what am I doing here? I need to go to ESPN. Off of the cast themselves as the actors, I know we were both really intrigued by a lot of the relationships that they're
yes.
already starting to build.
Yes.
So starting with Catherine, Jennifer Garner's character, and her husband Walt, you know, she has gone through, she had a hysterectomy. So I think in the first 3 minutes of the episode, she had said pelvic floor 15 times.
Yes. It took so long into the episode to figure out what actually she was dealing with, because they didn't say hysterectomy until the very end. But what I found very interesting is that you later discover that she had her hysterectomy shortly after her son was born. And her son is how old now? Like, I don't think they said his age, but he's probably at least 10, maybe.
Let's guess that. I'm not
yeah.
anything under 18. I'm like, it's child.
Yeah, 10.
It's
Let's
child.
Go with 10. I don't think they said it. If they did say
ten
it, correct
child.
Me below. But yeah, so I think it was very interesting because she made it seem very recent. And then until the very end, we realized that it wasn't a recent thing. So this little, it's caused a lot of stress that I can tell between the relationship between her and Walt. But it's been like that for probably a decade.
Yeah.
So it'll be interesting to see how that kind of fixes itself. Or I hope that it does maybe during this camping trip. And maybe she'll open up to him a little bit and... I don't know what her fears are. Maybe we'll learn that. But
yeah.
It's a very, I don't want to say hostile relationship, but it seemed like he was trying really hard to, you know, be there for her. And
yeah.
she's very like, you snapped at me.
Yeah.
I thought that was really funny. I was like, oh, that was snapping. Okay. Yep,
yeah.
He snapped at you. But that's very her character, I think. So.
Yeah. Yeah, no, agree. I think, yeah, that's a good point. Like you said, just their relationship, because it has been so long, and
yeah.
they did such a good job of portraying that. And yeah, like, you can tell that he does want to he is a little more
it's
silly.
His wife, yeah.
Like, yeah, he wants to have some fun.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, you know, like, he's kind of a nerd.
Yeah.
He's kind of a nerd at heart, it seems like, but he also just wants to kind of, like, pull some of the fun out of her,
mm-hmm.
which I think will be really fun to see. Kind of more, like, I think we'll see through his perspective, maybe, like, what they used to be like.
Yes.
You know, maybe before the son. See, kids are a problem. this is my platform now. But, yeah, before they had him, you know, like, I feel like she was probably a very different person. I think she was probably type A through and through because, I mean, right from the jump, you know that that's her. But I think it'll be fun
yeah.
to see kind of through his eyes almost, you know, maybe learning a little bit more about what it was like before she kind of became like this.
Yeah.
Because, yeah, he just seems like a silly, fun nerd, and I love him already.
It's like he's one of those characters that you just want to love, because he made a comment that I really liked when in the beginning when she's staying up reading the itinerary for the next day, and she's like, yeah, I have to plan everything out for tomorrow. And he said something like, oh, yeah, you already have it planned out. Like, knowing you, you already have it done. And I laughed because
yeah.
I was like, he knows her, and he knows that she's going to be doing that all night. But I thought it was funny. You can tell that he really, like, understands her, but I don't think she quite understands herself. And I'm hoping that throughout the series, she'll figure it out.
Get Dr. Phil in here. We got some drama.
New series, Dr. Megan.
I'm just going to come in and tell you my problems.
Yes. All right. I'll do the best.
But yeah, I think I'm excited to see more of it, because they are, you can tell, they're a loving couple. They just, you know, she doesn't really know how to show that quite.
Yes. I think she just has a problem showing affection. Yeah. And like, if it's not planned out, like if she's not initiating it, it's different for her because she is so type A. Like she has her whole life planned out. So maybe it has to be, she has to initiate it. But
yeah. And so speaking of that, her and what seems to be her kind of ex-best friend, maybe.
Yes.
I think that's, you know, they did a really good job of setting that up. Her best friend, Nina Joy. I think they planted a lot of seeds in this, which I like.
I think that was the whole point.
Yeah.
Planting the seeds. Because
that's why they're camping.
They're very scattered seeds. I have no idea where anything's going, but things will bloom and we'll figure it out.
But yeah, so early in the episode, you know, when she brings her in and hugs her and tells her all that about how, like, you know, maybe it was part of my issues, but I was on hormones.
Yeah, it was my hormones. Oh,
man.
It was not me.
It was all sorts of crazy. Like, she was just, and the way that her friend Nina Joy is just like, no, we don't have to do this.
I'm here for my husband, who's here for your husband. Like, yeah.
I'm seeing a big blow up.
Yes.
I'm seeing a big, crazy, silly, funny, angry blow up.
I just want to get down to what happened, because I feel like it'll be a pivotal point in the show and how it'll go, so you understand why Nina Joy is kind of standoffish towards Catherine.
Yeah. And especially because I think it was nice that they showed her, you know, when they all got a beer and cheers and stuff. Mm-hmm. You can see, like,
she was happy. Yeah, she's a happy
just
person.
Like, yeah, let me have a beer and cheers. And she seems like, yeah, she's good, fun, happy. But yeah, ooh, something went down. And then, of course, we have the tag-along friend of Juliette Lewis's character, Jandice, which...
Cute. We like
Janice,
her. I like her.
Jandice. Not she
was, that's what I thought he said at first, and I was like, interesting. And then I heard Jandice, and I was like, doesn't make much more sense, but we're going to go with it. It fits her.
Yeah.
But, yeah, I think I'm going to like her character a lot.
Yeah, I think once she came, I think it was a good time in the episode for her to make her first appearance, too.
Yes.
Just because it was kind of, you're just, like, following everything. You're like, oh, my gosh, Jennifer Garner is so, like, type A, and she's so narcissistic so far. And, like, I'm not really sure what to think. And all the husband, oh, Juliette Lewis.
Complete opposite.
Of course.
Definitely bounce each other out.
Yeah, I think their relationship will be really fun, because anytime you get, like you said, there's a lot of opposites in this cast.
Yeah.
But if you can't, you know... If you could find the most two opposite, that's them.
Yes.
So I think there's going to be a lot of comedy happening between them.
I think Juliette Lewis's character, well, I know her from National Lampoon's, and I'm getting kind of that type of vibe. Like, National Lampoon's is like a family where you when you watch it, you're just kind of like, who are these people? And I got that same vibe when I was watching Camping. I was like, okay, who are these people? How do they fit together? And it's kind of like a puzzle that I'm kind of excited to figure out how they all kind of mesh together.
Yeah.
But I see a lot of similarities between those two. And so I think Juliette Lewis kind of helps a lot with that.
Yeah. I like that too, because I know kind of going back a little bit when we were talking about Jennifer Garner and being a really great choice for this, because you don't get to see her be this kind of like unlikable. That was one thing that they mentioned, that when Jenny Connor was directing these first couple episodes, Jennifer Garner at the end of a scene would like smile or do something to kind of more humanize this character. And they were like, no, be meaner. Be meaner.
Is that possible? Yeah. Jennifer Garner, though.
And she
does she have a mean bone?
Yeah. And she would be like, okay.
I'll try.
And then, like, do, like, a little thing at the end. They're like, no, you be meaner. And so I think with someone like that, it'll be interesting to see how they are able to relate to each other and how through those scenes she might kind of be humanized in a way that's not, like, her being caring so much, but just finding similarities with someone that she never would have thought, you know, and the viewers never would have thought that she could find similarities with either.
Yeah. I think Jennifer Garner's character, going back to that, that she just, I think they picked her for a reason, because I think, Catherine, you're supposed to hate her, but you love Jennifer Garner, so, like, you love to hate this character at the same time. And so I think... I don't know. I think it was good casting.
Yeah. Yeah, definitely. Agreed. And, I mean, this was, you know, in Girls, it was interesting because it was millennials.
Mm-hmm.
All of them were equally unlikable. And that was, you know, that was the premise of the show, really. Mm-hmm. It's these four girls who are, you know, entitled millennials who you're meant to hate.
Yeah.
And so it's interesting because this is kind of the same thing with Jennifer mm-hmm. Garner, but I'm wondering, too, if they're going to have anyone else, like, if they're all kind of terrible in their own way and we don't know yet. I mean, Juliette Lewis is probably going to be pretty terrible, too.
Probably, but I'm excited to see it.
I'm very excited for her kind of terrible, yes. I think, that she's going to be. But, yeah, it'll be interesting to see it, you know, because right now she's kind of odd man out. Yes. Everyone else seems like, hey, here to have fun, crack a beer, just relax. And she's kind of odd man out.
As soon as she entered, everyone was, who is this girl? Like, what is she doing here? And so that's something that they all kind of have in common, is that they have no idea who Jandice is.
Yeah.
And I think they're all kind of confused by her character.
Yeah.
Or, like, by her. And I don't know. I just enjoyed it. She's totally free spirit. The end when she just kind of ran into the lake and goes swimming, I think that's going to be an important part for the, like, the rest of the show. Because yeah. I feel like she'll start initiating things that the rest of the characters are okay. And that might bring Catherine out of her element and be like, okay, well, now I need to participate since no one's following my itinerary.
Yeah.
So we'll see.
Well, and one thing that I like, too, about the relationships between everyone right now, Jennifer Garner, within her character, she's someone who you can tell when she does something for someone else, mm-hmm. quote unquote, it's still something to benefit her. You know,
yeah.
like if she wants to mend this relationship with her ex-best friend, it's because she needs to like prove like,
yeah, let's take a
here.
Picture for my Instagram that has 11,000 exactly. followers. You can pretend like you're enjoying the bacon.
Yeah.
I really like that part because going back to the millennial thing, that's a very millennial thing to do. Like, let's pretend to take this picture
yeah.
and love it. And like coming from a millennial, like I know that that's what's going on right now.
Yeah.
So I thought it was really funny. But yeah, she definitely is using her friendships to benefit, her. So
yeah, everything I think, you know, that she does is very strategic for her own mm-hmm. benefit, even if she doesn't realize it, you know, mm-hmm. like she's not some like malicious monster who does it because like she wants to rule the world someday,
yeah.
but more just, yeah, because she really has no self-awareness whatsoever, which Lena Dunham is very good at writing.
Yes. Jennifer Garner's relationship with her sister is also very like that. Like it was very interesting and from the beginning, like her sister shows up and then she finds a reason to tell her to go home.
Yeah.
Which I was very confused about. But so I'm interested to see their relationship, and I want to know if they're going to do anything about their childhood, and because they seem like very different characters too.
Yeah.
So that's going to be an interesting relationship to kind of watch
yeah.
throughout the show as well.
Yeah. Kind of see how they balance each other. That's a good point with her, because I think, yeah, they did a very good job of giving us just enough of each of these characters.
Yes.
Because when there's a big cast like that, a lot of times the pilot mm-hmm. is just like so messy. And you're like, wait, who was this one? And what was the relationship? Like, they did a really good job of, like, need to know.
Mm-hmm.
You know, here's who they are. Here's a little bit of their character quirks about them. They didn't waste a lot of words. They didn't waste a lot of moments.
Mm-hmm.
You know, I feel like everything had its purpose, which
yes.
is nice. Because a lot of times in a pilot, they either try to do one or the other. You know, they, like, they do so much into character that you're just like, wow, that's way
taken.
Too much information for the first 30
yeah.
minutes of a show. Or they just focus on like jokes and hijinks the whole time. You're like, what the hell was that?
I think what they did was give you enough of the character to make you question them and want to know more, to make you watch the rest of the show. Because now I want to watch and see how these characters develop, because you only know that little bit of them. And I like that, because I'm just very intrigued by it now. Because
yeah.
how you're saying that sometimes it's messy, I felt like this was a very organized messy. Like, because they're all so different, it was, okay, this is kind of a lot, but it all made sense. It's
yeah.
an all organized type of chaos.
Well, Catherine planned it all that
yeah.
way.
Yeah,
so
she planned it.
To be.
Well, show is her itinerary.
So kind of going, you know, from those relationships and into, you know, the setup itself and where we kind of think the season might go. I mean, this is, it's literally, it's a 4-day trip that
yes.
all of these people are together for. It's obviously, you know, they are having things start to unravel just a tiny bit
mm-hmm.
here and there, just so we can see that Jennifer Garner, you know, is that person who's going to freak out once it starts to really unravel.
Mm-hmm.
But with this episode, I'm curious to see how quickly it progresses.
Yeah.
You know, like, how quickly things start to unravel, or when the shenanigans are really going to, like, kind of, like, go off the deep end.
When the episode ended, the first day wasn't even done yet. I believe it ended with her saying, oh, swimming's tomorrow. So I'm wondering if they're going to pick up where they left off or if it's just going to be a new day. Because if it's a new day, then they're going to go through the four very fast, the four days. So it'll be interesting to see how they do that.
Yeah.
Like if they'll pick up where they left off or if it's just they're starting with a new chaotic encounter.
Yeah. I kind of hope some of the episodes almost start like that because I know a lot of times like an improv rule is, you know, start a scene in the middle of a scene.
Yes.
You know, so it's I kind of hope some of those episodes start like that, almost like in the middle of some of the chaos.
It ended with that bear next to her. I'm hoping that the bear gets to them the next episode because right. I'd love to see her reaction.
Oh, God, the bear at the end. Which, by the way, seeing Jennifer Gardner in her flannel pajamas, reading headlamp on, holding a pellet gun, running out of the tent.
Never thought I'd see that.
The way she ran, too, was just so, like, wild.
Just shooting aimlessly.
Now, like, for someone very type A and controlled, she was, wow.
Yep.
Just.
She was ready to get the bear.
On the trigger
and
finger.
Got Miguel instead.
And that, you know, I think at first, like, once they start saying, oh, these people who aren't here, I kind of was almost like, I need to see them, though. I want to see them.
I want to know who they're talking about.
I loved the reveal of Miguel being underneath Jandice and being shot by Catherine.
Maybe Margaret will show up halfway through the camping trip and make her presence known.
You never know. Maybe we'll get some Margaret. But, yeah, so I wanted to talk a little bit, too, just about some of the reviews. So far, I know it got some big ratings. The reviews have been a little harsh so far.
Yep, I've only seen not so great things about it, but I think the show has a lot of potential. I think there's a lot of different ways it could go, and I think that they might be judging a little too critically about just the first episode, maybe.
Yeah.
I don't know. I'm hoping for the best. I think that it could actually end up pretty well, like a funny show. Like with a cast like that, I feel like there's no way for it to really not end up being a great show.
Yeah.
So I don't know. I think it has a lot of potential.
Yeah. I think it's they're always going to have to walk a fine line because I think those kind of like the anti-hero.
Yes.
Always such a fine line because that's why Girls ended up being so successful is I know I tuned in every week. Like I hate these people. Love watching.
You still
them.
Watch it every
Love
week.
Love watching. Yep. Them. And if you cross that line, it does just turn into I hate these people. I don't want to see them anymore. So it's always like a really fine line to walk. Mm-hmm. And I think so far it's good, but I think it also didn't have like the funniest start. It didn't have a quick start to it.
Mm-mm.
So I think it's tough to get on board with a character like Jennifer Garner's when you're still like, if you're coming into it being like, oh, it's just going to be funny right from the start. I think they did good character building for her in the beginning, though. So I'm okay with them not just, like, coming out, like, with a ton of jokes off the jump there.
Yeah, the first scene, I was expecting a completely different show than what we got. Because it was her jumping around and her husband taking that picture of her. And I was like, oh, she's nice. She's happy. Nope. She's not happy.
Well, that was such a great turn as soon
as
she stopped.
Which I thought
stopped.
Was really funny. Yeah. Like, that was the joke that got me in the beginning. So I still found the humor in it just like to start the show. And then it progressively got funnier as we kept watching as these new characters were introduced and, you know, her stealing the mattresses. And I think I don't know. I read reviews that it was cringeworthy, but I think it's supposed to be.
Yeah.
I think it's supposed to be one of those shows that you're like, but then you like it, you know?
Yeah.
Because I like shows like that. I watch them. It's the cringeworthiness of it that keeps me intrigued by it.
Exactly, yeah. So I think it'll definitely get better from here, too. But pilots are just, they're tough.
Yeah.
To fit everything in that you want to. But, yeah, I know some of the critics were saying that it wasn't, well, I also saw that, shockingly, Breitbart News didn't like Lena Dunham's new show. So that's a... That's a real shocker there. I don't know why they wouldn't have liked it. I also love that they're reporting on it. Like, they have nothing better to talk about than Lena Dunham's new show.
Hey, it's letting people know about the show, so now you have to watch it to find out why they don't like it.
Are you a Lena Dunham fan? Or I know you didn't watch Girls, but have you seen much of anything? Like, are you a fan of hers? Or
I don't know much about Lena Dunham, but I get the premise of her shows, and it's all stuff that I'm intrigued by. So I'm trying to start watching more things.
Yeah.
And Girls is definitely going to be one of my next shows to watch. So
yeah,
I think I'm going to jump into that so I can kind of understand where she's, you know, her writing style and stuff like that to watch this show and kind of understand more about this show as well.
Yeah, and I think there's definitely a lot of things, like even you mentioned when Jennifer Garner's character, when Catherine steals all the mattresses,
yes.
immediately it made me think of in Girls when Lena Dunham's character, that her and Marnie, Hannah and Marnie had just moved into an apartment, and Marnie was like, you took the fire extinguisher into your room. Like things like
I
that.
I need it.
She's like, well...
Yeah, I needed it. She needed all those mattresses for her pelvic floor.
Yes, pelvic floor. I've never heard the
That's
term
the
pelvic
phrase
floor
of the show.
That many times.
I'm expecting an episode to be titled Pelvic Floor.
I hope
That's what
so.
I'm hoping.
Episode two, pelvic floor. but yeah, whatever you guys have heard too about the show, or you know, whatever your thoughts are, of course, definitely comment below and let us know. Or if you've seen any interesting reviews, let us know too, because we'd love to check them out. But yeah, so let's get into some predictions for what we think is happening for the season. All right.
And now your AfterBuzz TV predictions.
Thunder.
Yes. Lightning.
Spooky.
Spooky, scary.
It's spooky season. It's October. It fits. It's perfect.
So I know we talked about some of the relationships and stuff. What are some of your predictions that you're thinking?
I think there's many different ways this show can go. I think they're going to – well, what I hope, and I hope that this prediction – will be true, is that they're going to spend each episode kind of breaking down the relationships or breaking down the people and how they kind of fit together. Because right now it's so scattered that, like, you know a lot about them, but you don't know a lot about how they connect with one another. So the relationship between Walt and then Nina Jo's George, I think Walt and George, they're very, like, affectionate and call each other brother, and Catherine thought that was weird. So I want to know, like, how they're close, and I just kind of want to see how the relationships unfold. So
yeah.
I'm predicting that that's going to be the main focus of the show.
Right.
It's just the relationships in general.
Yeah, definitely. Agreed. I think I'm excited for what I think is, like, I think there's going to be a huge brawl between Catherine and Jandice
I'm
at
hoping.
Some point, and I can't wait for it. I think that's going to be a big moment. I think most of the comedy is going to come from the two of them.
Yeah.
Like you said, the relationships all around, but I feel like that's going to be a really driving force of a lot of the comedy from the show. And yeah, I also think that we're going to see her and Walt's relationship get really intense at some points.
I'm hoping for the best.
I
hope it works itself out.
You know what I mean? I feel like in general for the season, like they're out in the woods. It's going to get weird.
I want
it to get weird.
Me too. I think that's the whole point. Like the show, watching it, it was just one of those, this is a good weird. And so yeah. I just want it to keep being a good weird.
Yes.
And I want to see more of Saul and Orvis, the children.
Yeah.
I think that they'll end up being an important part of the show because they didn't really touch on them much. So I feel like deeper into the season, they'll kind of bring them out. And I feel like they'll have a crucial role at some point.
Agreed.
Because they were both like, they were kids of Joe and then Catherine and Walt is Orvis's kid. So I think they brought them. They're going to be there for a reason.
Yeah.
And even though they didn't touch on them, I'm hoping that we'll figure out why they're there soon.
I think so. And I think it's good that they kind of didn't. Because, yeah, like you said, like they're definitely going to use them. They want to have them there if not. But yeah, to kind of really establish the adult relationships there. And then, yeah, we'll get to figure out where they kind of like weave into the storyline.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. Nice. Well, we are excited to have you guys with us this year.
Yeah.
I am pretty stoked for the rest of the season for some big brawls, big laughs, some really weird moments. Tell us where we can find you on social media.
You can find me on all social media at MeganTate19.
Nice. And you can find me on all social media at Amy Maestri. Stick around for next week's episode. Again, comment, let us know what you think of the show. We'll shout you out next week. If you have any questions, you know, like, you know, for Dr. Megan over here, just let us know and we'll talk to you guys next week. Thanks, guys. Bye.
Bye.
Our founder, Kevin Undergaro, Phil Svitek, and me, Maria Menounos, would like to thank you for tuning in to AfterBuzz TV. Remember, we're not just the first, we're the biggest in the world, and we're the only destination for all your favorite TV shows. Whatever you crave, we've got it. So go to AfterBuzzTV.com and check out our lineup. Buzz you later.
The views expressed herein are those of the hosts only and do not necessarily reflect the views of AfterBuzz TV or its owners or principals.